question was asked, when do we make the blessing of Al Netilat Yadayim? So technically, with the concept of making a blessing of Ver Lasiatan, I should make the blessing and then wash my hands. But our sages said, being that sometimes a person's hands are dirty, he's washing his hands after he used the facilities. So his hands are dirty, he cannot make a blessing. So our sages instituted a blanket rule. The Talmud says in Tractate Sota, from the verse in Ezekiel, I think, it says, Kacha yochlu v'nei Yisrael et lachmam tamei. Ezekiel, one of the prophets, I think it's Ezekiel, was told to eat his bread and make the bread in the dirt. Why? So that the bread would be mixed with dirt and rocks. And God tells Ezekiel, tell the Jews, when they will be exiled, they will no longer have vessels with them, and they will eat their bread dirty. And tell them, just like you're eating the bread dirty, that's how they will eat the bread. The wording of the verse is tameh, defiled. So from here, our sages inferred that not only things that are spiritually defiled are called tameh, but also things that are filthy are called tameh. Did you ever shake someone's hand when they washed it and they didn't dry it well? You felt filthy, right? Doesn't feel good. Shaking someone's hand when it's wet. So from here, our sages say, after you washed your hands, before you dried it, it's not pure yet. You see, from Ezekiel, the Talmud in Tractate Sota derives from, I think, Ezekiel, that that something that's dirty is also called tameh. So from this concept, our sages said, when you wash your hands, you did not finish the mitzvah until you dried them, because they're still not pleasant. And so being that sometimes when you wash your hands, they're dirty, you cannot make a blessing, so sages instituted, wash them first, and now they're clean in one sense, but they're not fully clean. Now you make the blessing, al netilat yadayim, and then you dry your hands. That's the idea behind it, that they're clean in the sense that you've washed them off. They're not fully clean in the sense that they're not dry. So now you make the blessing, and that's a ver lasiatan.